欢迎来到卡卡课堂 I'm Jessica。 有一部非常经典的电影叫做 Breakfast at Tiffany's， 今天呢又忍不住看了一遍，真的觉得奥黛丽·赫本在电影当中的各种样子都好好看哦。 Audrey Hepburn 被称为人间天使，不仅仅是因为她的外在，还有她非常美丽的内心。她曾经担任 UNICEF 联合国儿童基金会的大使，用她的一言一行印证了自己对孩子们的爱。今天我们就来听一篇关于 Audrey Hepburn 的文章，这篇文章中有提到她童年的经历，也有对于她性格以及对她事业上的简单的描述，还有人们对她的评价。She felt a natural empathy and a sympathy for children who were the victims of war and starvation. I can testify to what UNICEF means to children because I was among those who received food and medical relief right after World War II. In 1961, Audrey played one of her most demanding roles, the extrovert Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's. She said of her role that it was one of the jazziest of my career,contrary to her introverted nature and thus quite difficult to pull off. In 2006, the little black dress from the film was sold at auction for just under £500,000. The proceeds were given to one of Audrey's charities. From 1967, after 15 years in film, Audrey acted only occasionally. She spent more time with her family and also working with UNICEF. She was appointed as a special ambassador to UNICEFand became actively involved in campaigns to improve conditions for children around the world. She also visited street children in South America and was appalled to see children living in such conditions. She later reported to Congress how UNICEF had been able to make a difference. She had a natural beauty and elegance. She has often been voted the most beautiful woman of the century.She also had an aura of childlike innocence, which portrayed a natural charm and humor. She was held in high regard by many in the film industry. She avoided conflict, and many of the top actors said how much they enjoyed working with Audrey. As Gary Grant once said, "All I want for Christmas is another picture with Audrey Hepburn."